Proverbs 1:20 says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." And then 21 says, "She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her word, saying, How long," this is verse 22, "how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." And then verse 23 says, "Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." This is street ministry. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. Throughout church history, Christians have been preaching, not just behind the four walls of their church building, but preaching in the streets. And today, it's going from the street through a wire into everyone's house. And some people have wireless internet coming into their house wirelessly, but it's coming in from the streets. It's the equivalent. And throughout church history, that's what the ministry has been, getting beyond the church house and crying in the streets, from the streets, preaching the wisdom of God. And we call men to repent, and that's what verse 23 is saying. "Turn you at my reproof." Not my reproof, even though I may be the preacher, but it's the wisdom of God calling on sinners to repent. Jesus said in Luke 5:32, "I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." Acts 20:21, the Pauline ministry. You're not a Pauline preacher. You're not a Pauline minister unless you follow Acts 20:22, among other things. "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn you at my reproof." 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." There in verse 21 it says, "She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttereth her words." And that's the ancient equivalent, again, of internet posts, chats, and blogs in the gates of the city, just like going all the way back to Lot in Genesis 19:1. We read there that two angels came to Sodom at the in his evening, and it says, "And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground." Why? Why was he there? Because that was the internet of that day. That was the place, the chief place of concourse, the gates of the city. Now again, how familiar does this sound to any Bible believer who shares God's word and biblical truth, either on the street literally or on the internet, when they say, "Don't judge," just like they did with Lot when he was in the gates and he was sharing wisdom, Genesis 19:9, and they said, "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge." Nothing's changed. Man has not changed. Still deals in that same way. And the Bible says they're simple. "How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." The simple, Webster's 1828 describes that as, "Weak in intellect, not wise or sagacious, silly." And that really boils it down to how people are, even today. Just silly. Proverbs 14:15 says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." The simple today is the person who just watches the liberal news, watches the Hollywood entertainment, listens to the garbage music, and just follows without thinking. Verse 23, I'm so thankful for this verse. "And it's not too late to turn today if you are on the wrong path. I heard the wisdom of God in the gospel, and I turned." He says, "I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you."